Dear God, thank you for your grace of faith that we accepted Jesus and eternal life through him. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing the Father to us every day through Jesus. And ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Today we are going to continue the reading of John chapter 5 from verse 19 to 47, and also 1 John 2:15 to 17. John 5:19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from men, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I'm doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? And the second passage is 1 John 2:15 to 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, and the desires of the eyes, and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. So today we are reading the second half of the healing incident that happened at Bethesda. In verse 1 to 16, Jesus met this man who has been waiting at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years to get healed. And he healed him on the site, and that was the Sabbath day. So the man took up his bed and walked as Jesus commanded him, but he was accused of breaking the Sabbath by the Jews. After the Jews learned that it's Jesus who healed him, the Jews started persecuting Jesus. And so this healing incident resulted in the Jews accusing what Jesus had done on the Sabbath, because it's not allowed to do works on that day. And in verse 17, Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." So what Jesus was saying is that he is not breaking the law by healing the man, because keeping the Sabbath means to cease your own work and do God's work. And by addressing God as my Father, Jesus was saying he's equal with God. He was revealing his identity to them. When the Jews heard that, and they became even more furious and wanted to kill him all the more. Then from verse 19 onwards, Jesus continues his speech about his relationship with God, Father, and then mentioning the proof of his identity with witness of John the Baptist, witness of the works of God, and witness of the scripture. So what an interesting contrast. The Jews are questioning the wrongdoing of Jesus, the breaking of the laws of Sabbath and blasphemy, while Jesus is asking them to pay attention to his identity, revealing himself as the Messiah, Son of God and Son of Man. And I think it's undeniable that the world has developed in a way that people are being recognized by what we do, like a profession or a position, rather than who we are. And likewise, in our faith journey, sometimes we are more attracted by the miracle works of God than seeking his face. And we are missing the point, because Jesus always wants to reveal himself to us in every circumstances. Sometimes we are like the man at the Bethesda, wanting or waiting for the sign of miracle for too long and even lost hope. So when Jesus appears and asks him, do you want to be healed? He doesn't even say yes. In fact, he said, I can't do that. And not to mention, to recognize that actually the God of all creation is just right beside him. But Jesus loves him so much. He not just healed him, but appears to him a second time to give him some good advice. And what the miracle that Jesus was in front of him, but he did not understand or he did not recognize that moment. The eagerness of seeking miracles may blind us from recognizing the miracle worker that is with us. I pray that if we don't recognize Jesus when he speaks to us the first time, we will recognize him the second time he speaks to us, and the next time, and every time after that. And we will respond well to him. We will say, yes, Lord, I will do it. Or we will say, yes, Lord, I can't do it through you. And sometimes we are just like the Jews. We look and study and search to work on systems or program or even formulas as we want to perfect it. And we want to do things right. And yet we miss the right person, Jesus. We make judgment about him or his love by using our own rules or standard without even knowing it. We rely on our own ways, our own expectations, or even past experiences. And if things are not happening in that way, and we question him, we don't recognize even if he is still with us and speaking to us. And at the end of this chapter, Jesus mentioned three things that hinder the Jews from believing him. The first one is they do not have the love of God within them. That's in verse 44. And the second one is they are more concerned about man's praise than God's thoughts. That's in verse 44. And the third one is their intellectual pride, that they decide what they want to believe about the scripture and what not to believe. That's in verse 46 to 47. Does that sound the alarm to you? I don't want to admit, but that is true. Sometimes I can only see myself struggling with these things after Jesus speaks to me, I don't know how many times. And I'm so grateful that he doesn't give up on me. And in 1 John 2:15-17, it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, and the desires of the flesh, and the desires of the eyes, and the pride in possession, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. So how we need his grace to overcome and staying close to him, that we are able to love him and abide him. May we recognize and remain in his presence in our everyday life. And now let's invite the worship leader.
All things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone.
Yeah, let's ask Holy Spirit to fill us with God's love and also to stir up our love for Him. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those without families, for the divorced, bereaved, and separated, for those who have been orphaned. Lord, help us to reach out and be family to those that we are in contact with. Give us arms to reach out and hearts to love. We pray for strained relationships, particularly between husbands and wives. We pray for enriched marriage. In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's move to the corporate prayer time. First, let's pray for those suffering cancer and also who need to do the chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Our next slide, we pray for those who have illness and those who are waiting for the salvation. May the Lord send those people who have walked in the peace of gospel and to come to them. Next slide. Praying for people suffering infirmities. May God's healing come. And they'll see God's face as well. Next slide. Pray for family and community suffering from COVID, and also the frontline medical workers. Pray for God's protection and also extra strength during this difficult period. Praying for people seeking job, may God be their provider. Next slide. Let's pray for our mission focus, Japan. Praying for peace, Sophia, Jumin and Hyunjin in USA, SP New York, and India for Kelly. Pray for Mission Council, P. Sam, Timothy, Sally, Mike, P. Andrew, and John. And SP Fam, the Foster and Adoption Ministry. Pray for Cadence. Pray for the Friday night gatherings, IPSU, SP Youth. May God's presence be with them. For the protection of the pregnancy sisters. And pray for House Church, Go, McCain, Madaddy, Providence Bay, and Westside. Next slide. Oh, and that's it. Thank you for joining the EMFP, and may God bless you today, and may He open our eyes to see He is just right beside us. Thank you.